Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
All right, what's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia, and we are the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving the fans a platform. You guys know all this. I don't even need to tell you this. So, hey, I hope everybody enjoyed. What, Joe, what in the hell are you doing?
I was dancing to the music. What?
Are you happy there's no more Carol of the Bells? Are you that happy about that?
I mean, that's one of many reasons.
Jeez, I'm crow. I'm over here trying to concentrate, and Joe's, like, banging his head. And
Having a dance party, bro.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Okay. I hope everybody enjoyed their Christmas, or if it was just a day off for you, same. So, whatever. Saturday, December 29th, St. Bonaventure heads back to the Dome. They sit at 4-8. Game time's at 2. It's on ESPNU, so shouldn't have a problem with that. You're not going to have to deal with all the streaming BS and all that stuff. So we will let you know what to expect there. But, you know, it's bowl season. There's a record 41 bowl games to bet on. So what I recommend you do?
No, 40. They canceled one today.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Like officially, yeah.
How do you cancel a bowl?
Boston College, Boise State. There was weather, and I guess it was a real bad storm, and they canceled it. Like, they, yeah.
Well, I don't.
So 40.
Okay, so we got 40.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Thanks for the correction. No. So we've got 40 bowl games to bet on. You know, you guys know where to go if you're going to bet on bowl games. You go over to my bookie. Don't be that guy with no rooting interest as you gather around these holidays and sit with your friends, and while they're watching the game and they got money on the line, you sit there like a bump on a log. So, you know, it's the most wonderful time of year. We know this. And make sure you're ready for the daily action by signing up at MyBookie. They pay fast when you win. Ownership really cares about good customer service, and they offer craziest props. Where you bet on is just as important as who you're betting on. So, and you know, if you want to make money this bowl season, you got to go to MyBookie. I trust them, but don't take my word for it. Check them out for yourself. Join MyBookie today, and they'll give you a 50% deposit bonus to make sure you have a nice bankroll for this bowl season. Use promo code QS25 when you sign up to activate that offer. That's QS25 to activate the offer. At MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. So, yeah. What else we got? What else we got? Oh, so of course, Alton Robertson and McKinley Williams will not make the trip to Orlando for the Cape Coral Bowl.
Yeah.
Did not. Will not. Yeah, they're already there. Everybody's there.
Not me.
So, well, no. Joe leaves tomorrow for the bowl. Asked if they were eligible to play in the game. I don't know when this went down, but I just saw this today. Baber said, we're going to leave it to leave it all at personal problems because I think that's the best way to do it. So we don't know. We're not going to speculate, but they're not going to be there. They did say that, you know, probably see him again next year, basically, because they're juniors. So, Joe.
Yeah. Babers, he said that as long as they take care of the things they need to take care of, then they'll be back. So,
yeah,
hopefully.
Because the news broke on Christmas Eve, and we're like, you know, all worried about what was going on because Joe mentioned to me the guys from Clemson. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, hit that up real quick. They test positive for performance enhancing drugs, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was like one of the chemicals in a performance enhancing drug, something, I don't know. It was,
so you could, I mean,
I guess like it was like a sliver of this thing. I don't know. Something that helps osteoporosis. I don't know. I read a little bit about it, but it's.
I mean,
I don't know.
They know what to stay away from.
It's one of the lists. It's one of the chemicals on the list.
And they know what to stay away from. So, you know, you got to don't be stupid.
Right. And it's,
basically.
Right. And like we talked about too with Alton Robinson and McKinley Williams, we talked about today on the phone. With me, it wasn't really necessarily caring about them not playing this game. I was more worried about the future next year, you know.
Yeah.
They don't come back, then we're losing three starting D linemen from this year going into next year. So.
But it
definitely key that they take care of whatever they need to take care of.
Yeah, absolutely. And as long as that's the case and they can come back, then, you know, it's just a bump in the road. And, it's okay. The next thing, if you have not checked out the Camping World Bowl preview show that we did, it's still available, obviously. Tyler Morona joined us for about 25 minutes or so, maybe more. I want to thank him again for being on, but I also want to thank him because for the mentions in his own podcast. Very selfless.
That was fun.
And gracious of him to mention us on a couple of his latest episodes. He just put out a bunch. So there's a good one with Nico Tamurian on there. I thought that was great. And there's a couple of them. There's a couple of them. And I listened to a couple of them today, and he mentioned us a couple of times. So I want to thank him for that. That's awesome. And we really appreciate it. So, all right. These teams met in the Dome last season. Right? So St. Bonaventure won in overtime, 60-57. This is a different team this year, though, sitting at 4-8. They're shooting 44% from the field and 35.7 from distance. They've got three guys averaging double digits. Courtney Stockard averages 17.7 points a game, and he's shooting 50.6% from the field. And if you remember Osunyi. Names come here to die. Well, I mean, what can I say? You know this. I have no shame. I have no shame. It's whatever.
Right.
If you remember him, he was a Syracuse recruit, 6'10 center, that we were trying to recruit over the summer. Well, he ended up going to the Bonnies. He committed there, and he's averaging 6.4 points a game and 5.3 rebounds in 22.5 minutes. So, should be an entertaining matchup. I think, you know, it's something to look for down low and see if Chukwu can handle the, his what was going to be his replacement, basically. I mean, if not this year, next year. So,
At some point, yeah.
Right. And I didn't mean that. There wasn't a Chukwu shot. There wasn't a Chukwu shot.
I mean, it was subtle, but...
No, shut up.
I got the picture.
So what do we got, Joe? They really, I mean, their games...
So basically, you think Osun's going to school...
No, Chukwu. I am actually hoping the opposite. I'm hoping Chukwu shuts him down. And he's taller than him. He's got 3-4 inches on him. So, let's do this. He's a younger kid, you know? So hopefully... Chukwu can, show what's up. That's what I'm rooting for, obviously. So the games here went over Jackson State. They did lose against Buffalo, 18-point loss. Vermont beat them. Northeastern beat them. We schooled Northeastern. I don't know. I don't see any other common opponents other than Buffalo and Northeastern. So I don't know, Joe. You tell us. I'm done. You tell us.
No, I think you did. I think you hit it up pretty good. I think we're all set.
All right. So, we'll be...
No. St. Bonaventure, like you said, they're not. It's compared to what they were last year and some of them. I mean, they lost their two starting guards and, they made a pretty good run last year. They do have like Courtney Stocker, like you mentioned, averaging almost 18 points. I remember him last year. Nelson Caputo averages about 9 points a game, and he's shooting like 47% from the 3-point line this year. They just got Ladarian Griffin. Looks like he's back from an injury. He's a 6'6" senior, and he came back and he only played, I think, his second game of the season this past game against Northeastern. Played 26 minutes, so. They're looking to start getting some more guys back. They have a lot of rotation. I mean, you can tell by when you look at their just the minutes played and everything that they just throughout the year they've had some injuries and they've had to, have different people go in there. That's probably why Asun's getting a lot of the run. But they're just going to play really good defense like they did last year. I mean, that's really what kept them. There was really good defense. They play the gritty defense, and they just lost their two guards that were just their main scorers. That's really the problem right. from last year. But they're starting to get some guys back, and they're starting to look a little bit better. I mean, you mentioned some of their schedule, but they just got done playing Buffalo. They lost them by 18. We lost them by 12. So,
yeah, you know. I mean, that's tough to gauge that one, you know?
Yeah.
It was, they were both home games for us and the Bonnies. So,
yeah. There's a bunch of names on their roster that I remember seeing from last year. But it's just one of those things where on paper, when you look at it, we're going to be home. We're going to be favored. And how this whole non-conference is gone, we can't give this one up, man, you know?
Yeah, absolutely not. But, you know, they've got, you mentioned how much playing time some of these guys, they go 10 guys averaging, you know, 11 minutes or more a game. So,
right.
Like you said, a lot of rotation. I don't think the teams, you know, maybe they're still trying to figure it out, but they're definitely not as good, and it should be kind of
not good. Well,
4-8.
No, I know. I get it.
I mean, they're 4-8. If you'd be a fool to sit here and be like, "Oh, it should be a good game." No, it shouldn't be. It should be.
Yeah,
right? I mean, this should this should be another Arkansas State type game. I don't think it'll be 30 points, but you know.
It's an in-state game. They're always going to come in and play hard.
True,
and realistically, how inconsistent we are, we don't know what Syracuse team we're going to see, so we have no idea.
Well, you know
what the game.
What do you think? You know, we've talked. When we had the break after Georgetown, and we're like, well, you got a week off, you know, and regroup and get healthy again. You know, it's nice to rest a little bit, these guys. And, you know, they play two games a week if they're not, you know, without these breaks in between here and there.
Usually.
Yeah. So, 2 to 3 even, you know, sometimes. So, it's nice to get the break. Well, you know what, though? I don't know if that benefits us that much, getting the break for a week. So, I mean, what do you think? It hasn't shown it's benefited us, that's for sure. I mean.
Yeah. Well, I know as a fan. Waiting for a week for a game stinks.
It does stink, yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, that could affect – it probably affects different people differently, to be perfectly honest with you. Depending on where you are in the season and as a team, I'm sure Boeheim doesn't really – he's not looking forward to seven days, then one game, then 7 days. I think that –
because we got another week off after this game.
Before ACC play, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So – you know, and there's a lot of this is, you know, I don't know how much practice is going on. So, you know, it's good.
No, during the holiday, usually it's off and on. You know, they get to go home for a couple of days, obviously, stuff like that. But they still got to get right back in it because, you know, they're in the middle of their season. So I think it's a couple of days and then right back to it.
I don't like it. I know it is what it is. But the bounce back, I feel like, is one of the things that we could struggle with, you know, I think it's best.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's been other years when we've gone and we've played really, really tough and hard and maybe got some players a little nicked up, banged up. And, but we had a really good non-conference doing it. And sometimes getting a week, like a break like that, if we were, you know, 10-2, a break like that wouldn't be that bad, I would say, for a team.
Right.
But for a team that needs to play more together,
Yeah, it's exactly, that's a great way to put it. It's the cohesiveness of the team, you know. It's the consistency, and it's the more you do it, obviously, the better you get. You get these breaks of the week off here. We just came off of week break, played 3 games, and then we're on a week break, play 1 game, then we're on another week break, and then we play Notre Dame. So, and then it's money time. It's time to go.
Right, and like what Boeheim talked about in his press conference, that they're just behind because of the injuries with Howard and with with Carey, that they're just a little behind, and obviously there's a couple things that they're trying to figure out, and it's just, you know, in this particular season, the way that it's gone, just the timing is just...
I mean, and Carey with a hip pointer shouldn't be a huge deal, but...
No, it's good for him. Yeah. And he needs to rest. But I mean, everybody else, I mean,
yeah,
you know, so, I mean, like I said, it probably varies for different people, you know. Maybe some people, they get to go home, they get a little bit of that breath of fresh air of being home around family, and then get back and kind of get lost back into basketball and not worrying about it, you know. Yeah. You never know. Some people, everyone's differently, but I know as far as probably looking at the teams and as far as the coach, I mean, I'm sure Boeheim, he knows that they still need a lot of work before we get to ACC conference. And it's like you said, it is what it is. You can't cancel Christmas, but
it's just the timing. Christmas, but if it were to happen, I'm just saying.
Sure, there's a couple people probably wouldn't care.
I mean, if we could just skip that this year. So, all right, well, you know, there's no line out, so you're gonna have to tweet that. You're gonna be a little busy though, aren't you? What are you doing Saturday? Or what are you doing Friday?
Draining my battery on my phone multiple times, probably. That's what I'm doing. I'm gonna have to go with two phones. Have one loaded and the other one freaking
to take care of the socials. Yeah, definitely.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Oh, Joe, I'm going to kill you.
Dude, if my phone dies, my phone dies. I mean, to be perfectly honest with you.
I hate you.
You know how sometimes just the lifetime of a battery in a phone just starts to...
Yeah, but dude, you got...
I mean, my they phone, make my stuff for this now. Fast.
Bro, they make stuff for this now. External batteries? Yeah, and you should definitely have one when you're on a road trip, especially when you're traveling alone. You never know what can happen. It's a safety thing.
Okay? An external battery is a safety thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Come on. Absolutely.
I have a charger.
Well, there you go. Problem solved. Problem solved. We should be good. No, so
yeah,
Joe's going
down. I'm walking around, I don't have a charger.
I know, Joe. So that's what the external battery's for. So you're going down to the bowl game. When are you leaving? When are you coming back?
Oh, no.
Are you going to come back? Are you going to listen to the game in your vehicle on the way back? Are you coming back after the game? What are you doing?
Oh, the basketball game.
Yeah, the basketball game Saturday at 2 o'clock. You going to watch it?
I'm probably not going to be able to watch it. Or I might have to just record it, and then I'll watch it when I get home.
Some fan.
That's going to be right when I'm going to be driving back home, so.
Okay.
Some fan. What are you talking about? Maybe I'll listen.
I mean, just don't try to watch it in your car. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not going to watch it, but I'll listen.
All right.
You know, so, I'm leaving tomorrow somewhere around 8, 9 o'clock.
All right. I don't know if anybody really cares.
When
you're leaving. All right. So... Oh, I remember how we got into that. I said you were going to tweet out the my bookie pick. So guess what? You'll probably be busy. I'll tweet out the my bookie pick this week. What do you think?
Go for it.
Okay. Oh, really? You're going to hand the reins over that easy? Okay.
What do you mean?
All right. No,
yeah, it's
fine.
Just one extra thing I don't have to do, so fine.
I know, because you're going to be busy on the socials anyway, so I could take care of at least that for you.
Definitely going to hit up Ice Cream Social.
All right, well, that's it. 18 minutes of bloviating, and I hope you enjoyed it. So,
way to downplay St. Bonaventure.
Well,
they just beat us last year. You know
they
that,
did
right?
beat us last year, but the two guys who beat us aren't
the
there anymore.
I know they're not the same team.
They're 4-8, and they stink. And if we lose against St. Bonaventure and we go 9-5 in non-conference.
Yeah, that's something we have to win this game, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we could at least talk about it seriously.
We did.
I mean, if you don't hear, watch out, like a name like Bonnies, that scares you. If you're not afraid.
What is a Bonnie anyway? What is it? Is it a wolf? I mean, their logo is like a wolf, kind of. It's a coyote?
I don't know. The name of their school dog.
What's a Hoya? No one knows what a freaking Hoya is. We know that their mascot's a dog. Oh, what's a Bonnie? A coyote?
Probably the same thing.
A husky? I don't know. I have no idea. There's no way to tell. No one knows.
I mean, I'm sure you could probably look it up, but...
Google it.
No.
All right. Well, I guess that's it.
Just sit here and stall while you look it up.
No, I'm not doing that. I didn't stall either.
Actually,
I was talking.
You're 1854.
What?
Only in New York, St. Bonaventure.
St. Bonaventure dogs.
Clydesdales.
Wolves. All right. That's it. That's all we got. I hope you enjoyed it. Go back and listen to the Camping World Bowl preview if you haven't. It's our first ever bowl game preview, and I enjoyed doing it. I thought it was a blast.
Yeah, it was great.
Tyler was
get 10
there.
Wins. You got to get the 10 wins, man. Be
yeah,
huge.
Get the 10 wins since 01 and a bowl game since 2013. So I was thinking back to West Virginia again. So, yeah, it's going to be good. And we will get back here as soon as Joe is back home. We're going to have a ton of content for you, and it's going to be great.
Are we?
Great. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Because all the socials you're going to do during the bowl game, right?
No, you're doing the socials during the bowl game. I'm taking notes. There he is again. There he is again, folks. You can't go one episode without dropping an F-bomb.
I didn't say anything. I said fa.
Fa, fa,
la, 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 la. Okay. I figured you'd like that, you know, because it's Christmas, and I just...
Christmas is over. We're done with that. All right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I cannot wait. Yes.
All right. For
364
Joe.
More days.
For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out. Appreciate it.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
That's what you call a show. What is this?
It's ringing the bells.
Oh, the bells are done, bro. We're done with the bells. As sad as it is, the bells are done.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.